Okay, we got the Kufta Zayin Omen Aleph, two dots in the top. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama said you have to have mar and charoses, and afal pi shein charoses a mitzvah, nonetheless you have to have charoses. So the Gemara explains v'iloi mitzvah, if charoses is not a mitzvah, mishum mai maisi lo. So what's the point of having charoses? Why do you need charoses if it's not a mitzvah? Om Rav Ami Mishum Kapa. So Rav Ami says you need it because of the Kapa, which we explained yesterday, one of two pshatim, either like most Rishonim understand it's some type of poison, some type of sharp thing that's in bitter vegetables that's a sakana to have if the power of it is not broken, is not mitigated. So then you need the Charoses to take care of this Kapa, or it's some type of insect that lives in these bitter vegetables, and again, that insect, if it's alive, it's a sakana that can kill the, it can harm the person who eats it. So you need the charoses to kill that insect and draw it out in order to make the vegetable not a sakana. Amar Vasi says, Vasi kapa dechasa chama. If someone was damaged, was harmed with the kapa of lettuce, so the remedy, what he should do to take care of it, is eat chama, which is radishes. Kapa de chama, if he was damaged with the kapa of chama, of radishes, so what he should do is karsi, he should eat leeks. Kapa de karsi, if the person was harmed by the kapa of karsi, so then chamimi, the remedy is he should drink hot water. Kapa de kulu chamimi, and the truth is the kapa of any vegetable, hot water takes care of. Ad ha'ochi v'ochi, until then, until you have a chance to eat each one its respective remedy, so name ha'ochi, a person should say as follows, kapa kapa, Dochir Noloch, I remember you, Uleshev ben Osech and your seven daughters, Ulesamne Kalosech and your eight daughter-in-laws. So that was the sheet of the Tanakhama that the Charoses is not a mitzvah. Then the Mishnah said another sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, I remember mitzvah, that no, the Charoses is yes a mitzvah. So my mitzvah, which mitzvah are, what's the mitzvah, what's the significance of Charoses according to this sheet, that it's not just to take off the sakon of the mar, but rather it's actually part of the mitzvah of Zechli Yitzias Mitzrayim to have charoses. What's that mitzvah? Reb Levi says Zechel Tapuach, because one of the main ingredients in the charoses is the tapuach, is the apple, and that reminds us of the tapuach of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where's the tapuach? The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Tachas HaTapuach HaYarticha, that when the Mitzrayim they made a gzeira that kala ben agilad al yair tashlichu, so the women were afraid to give birth at home because then the babies would be taken away and killed, so they went out to the fields and they gave birth under the apple trees, and then the malachim came and took the babies under the ground and took care of the babies over there, like the midrashim explained. So a zecher of that name, so tachas atapuach ayarticha, that you gave birth under the trees and the babies were taken care of over there. So that's why we have charoses to remember that part of the name of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yochanan says another inyan of the charoses is zecher letit, because the charoses is made like a thick paste, which looks much like mortar, like the tit that they used in Mitzrayim. So the charoses is a zecher to the tit of Mitzrayim. Omer Abaye says, Hilkach, therefore, because we have these two opinions, we have zecher tabuach and zecher tit, so therefore, when you're making charoses, tzarech l'kiyulei, v'tzarech l'smuchei, you need it to have kiyua, means to have the tartness, the sharp peris, like some, the peris that are like, they ferment like apples or wine, something like that, because then it will be a zecher for the tapuach. And you also need it to be thick, tzarech l'smuchei, you have to make it thick, in order that it should have the resemblance of tit, that it should be zecher tit. The kiyua, you need the kiyua zecher tapuach, v'tzarech l'smucha zecher tit. Tani kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brisa that says like Rabbi Yochanan, that there is this inyan of zecher tit in the charoses, like it says in the brisa, tavlin, that they used to put in spices and not fully ground, that you could still see the sticks, the stalks of the spices, and that was zecher l'tevin, because they have the they resemble straw, and that reminds us of the straw that they needed to use in Mitzrayim when they were working. They would gather straw and they use the straw to make the bricks. And charoses, the paste itself, is zecher l'tit. It reminds us of the tit that the mortar, the cement that they used over there. Amar Rav Lazar ben Tzadik, Rav Lazar ben Tzadik used to say, said, "Kach hayu oimrim tagrei charach shebishalayim." The merchants that used to stick their heads out the windows of the entranceways of their shops and to sell, so they used to call out before Pesach in Yerushalayim, "Boy v'tlu lachem tava mitzah, go purchase for yourselves. Come here, I have to sell." Tavon, these spices for the mitzvah of Charoses. So according to our Gemara, we have the three ingredients so far in the Charoses is number one, tapuach of zecher tapuach. Number two, it needs to, well, it's not really an ingredient, but it has to, the consistency has to be thick, zecher tit. And number three, there should be tavlin over there, zecher l'tevin. The Rishayim bring, based on the Yerushalmi, a few more things for the charoses. Number one, there is also a zecher l'dam in the charoses. That's what the minig is, that they put in some red wine also into the charoses, that you should see that redness to it, that it should be zecher to the dam of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then the Medrash also says that they put into it all the things that the Sukkim and Shirashirim compare Klai Yisrael to, so that there's a minute to put in there Tapuchim anyway, for, based on the Gemara, but it says Tapuach over there. It says, it mentions Rimon, it mentions Te'enim figs, it mentions Tamarim dates, Egoizim, it mentions Shkeda, which are walnuts, Shkedim is almonds, so all these things are brought down in Halacha that there's Minhagim to use them. Different people make with different ones of them, not all of them, but it depends on their Minhagim. But all these things also, because it's a zecher to Klai, so b'shas the Yitzias Mitzrayim, all these things that the Pesukim and Shirashirim compare Klai Yisrael to. Then says the Mishnah, Mazgu lo kaisheni. Then they poured the second kais. The Kan haben shoyel. And as soon as they poured the second kais, then the son started asking. I mean, because it's abnormal. Normally, like we had in brachas, you drink one kais before davening, before eating, but to have a second kais before they start eating, that didn't make any sense. That's not what they usually do. So the child realizes that something's different today, something strange, and that's ma'arim to start asking. They bring another girsa as well, the chena ben shayel, instead of a kana ben shayel, that here is the place for the kid to ask, rather chena ben shayel. The Kane means correct, like in Parshas Pinchas it says came the nice love but diverse, that they're speaking correct. So Kane ben Shoel means it's proper, it's for the child to ask now, because he's going to see something strange and it makes sense for him to start asking questions. Kane ben Shoel aviv v'im ein das beben, if let's say the child is not intelligent enough to ask on his own. So avim yilambes, and then the father teaches him and gets him to ask. And what does he ask? Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. Why is tonight different than any other night? In which ways? Shabachol halaylos anu oichlim chametz u'matzah. Any normal night we could eat either chametz or matzah. Halayla hazeh kule matzah. Tonight all we eat is matzah. We don't have chametz. Then and normal nights we eat sha'ar yirakis. Tonight we're eating mar, which is something that we don't normally eat. Even though the child did see sha'ar yirakis, and that's why he didn't say kule mar, because in the first dipping they dip other types of vegetables, but he sees mar on the table and he sees that they're going to dip mar, so it bothers him. Why normally we eat normal vegetables, why today are we eating mar? That was question number two. Then he asks, is anu oichlin basad sali shalakum uvushul. On any normal day, we have our meat prepared in any way we want. It could be roasted, it could be boiled, it could be cooked. Halayla azeh kulei tzali, and today, it's all going to be eaten roasted. And the Gemara explained earlier that this Mishnah must hold like this Shita. We had a machlekes by the Chagigas Yudalid, if it has to be dafka roasted just like the Karban Pesach, or it could be eaten any way you want. From the fact that we say kulei tzali, must be that even the Chagigas Yidalad has to be roasted, because otherwise he sees the Chagigas Yidalad that's not roasted, and he wouldn't ask Kulay Tzli. So it must be that even the Chagigas Yidalad has to be roasted, so that's question number three that he asked. How come today all we can have is roasted meat, we can't have it prepared in any other way? And then finally, Shebechol HaLeilois Anu Matbilim Pamachas. As of now, the girsa is, we'll see in the Gemara, but as of now, the girsa is, any normal meal we dip once. Halayla Azesh Tepe Omen. And tonight, by the Seder, we're dipping twice. I mean, he already saw that they dipped once, and he sees that there's Chareses on the table, and there's Mar on the table. He realizes that they're going to dip a second time. So why do we dip a second time? Ulefi Daitish Oben, and based on how smart or not smart the child is, Abim Malam, that's how much the father teaches him. Maschu beginus, you start off with something that's genus for Klaiso, with the genus of Klaiso, Mesayim Beshrach, and then you end up with the Shrach of the Yitzias Mesayim, how high Klaiso reached and what happened to Klaiso in the end. The Dairish, and you darsh in the Psukim, Erami Oivin Ovi, from the Parsha, in the beginning of Kisavai, by the Parsha Mikra Bikurim, so you start from the Pasuk of Arami Ovid Ovi, Achigim Kala Parsha Kula, till the end of that Parsha, you dash in all the Psukim piece by piece. Tana Rabbanan, Chacham Vinoi Shoyaloi, if the child is a Chacham, so then the child is the one who asks the questions. Vim Eine Chacham, let's say the child is not a Chacham, he can't ask, or if someone, for whatever reason, doesn't have a child by him, so then so then the wife is the one who asks. Vimav, if the wife can't ask either, so who shall ask? So he asks himself. And even if it's two Talmidei Chachamim, that they all know the Hilchos HaPesach already, right? They all went to school for the last 3 months and they know every last bit of what's happening by the Seder, nonetheless, they're still mechuyev to ask each other. Manishtano halayla azem mikol alayla. So one of the questions we said was shabachol alayla is onu matbilim pamachas halayla azeh shtei pa'amim. Maskil Rava, so on that asks Rava, oto kol yuma loisagi delay matbil chad zimna. If according to the gears, the way we had it, it says bachol alayla is onu matbilim pamachas, every night we normally dip once. It sounds like that there was a chiyuv to dip every normal night once. So on that fact, Rava, is that so? It's not enough if you don't dip once. I mean, you have to dip every night. Some nights you don't dip at all. Elam, Rava, rather says Rava, Haki Katani, this is how you should learn it. Shebechol aleilois ain anu chayavim letabel. We are not mechuyev to dip. Afilu pamachas, even once. Halayla azeh, tonight on the night of Pesach, shtei pamim. We are mechuyev to dip twice. If the first half means mechuyev, so the second half follows as well. That on a normal night, we're not even mechuyev to dip once. Tonight, we're mechuyev to dip twice. Matkiv l'Reb Safra, on that effect, Reb Safra, chiyuv l'dardaki. One of the dippings, the way Rashbam understands this question, one of the dippings was only Kadesh Yishlo Atinaika. So it's not really a chiyuv. It's something that you do to be ma'ar the child to ask, but you can't call it a chiyuv. So you can't say halayla azeh shtei pa'amim that tonight we're mechuyev to dip twice. You're not really mechuyev to dip twice. You're supposed to dip twice, but you can't call it a chiyuv. Ela amar Reb Safra. Therefore, says Reb Safra, final pshat, which is the nusach we taka say, haki katani. Any normal light, ain anu mabilu mafilu pa'amachas. We don't have to dip even once. Halayla hazeh shtei pamim. Tonight we dip twice. The Anachanami, it's not called a chiyuv, but the mice of the minig is that we dip even twice.
Wasn't there a sheet that was Mishum Kappa the only reason we dipped the first time?
That's the second time.
Okay, so in essence, that chiyuv would be the whole year. Now they have Kappa the whole year.
But you don't have to eat Mara the whole year. Kappa is only on bitter vegetables.
You said it's on radish, it's on leek, it's on...
Any vegetable that has some type of bitterness to it. But if you eat I don't know, anything that's not bitter, like you eat carrots and cucumbers and...
Yeah, it's not... The dipping itself is not a chiyuv. Just the second time. What's the problem?
It's talking about a chiyuv.
You have to dip, because...
Right, and
if you want to eat this vegetable all year, also you have to dip.
If it's Mishum Kappa, theoretically, you should.
There's no difference between this night and every other night. The rest of the night, you're not eating leek.
Yeah, no, but in the normal way, when you construct a meal, usually, if they're going to dip, they're going to only dip once. Over here, they did it in a way that they ended up dipping twice. That's what's happening. You're right, it's not a chiyuv. That's why.
That's just strong.
But yeah. Lamaze, why is tonight?
Any kids should understand that.
Okay, so the ikar question is not mitzvah the dipping shibboy. The ikar question is meaning why are we eating twice the vegetables? Basically, in that light, that would be the question. Why are we eating twice the vegetables before the meal? I mean, So El Amr of Safra Hobby Vitani, this is what the Mishnah means. Ain't on my Bilma Filipa Machas, normally ain't on my Bilma Filipa Machas. Alaylaz Eshtepa Amin. Then we said, Masl Benus, Begnus, Umesai Beshach. The Chiv, the way to say that God is to be Masl Begnus, and Messiah Beshach. My Gnus. Which is the Gnus that it means that you're Masl with Gnus? So here we have a machlokes. Rav Amar mitchila oiv de avodes gelulim hayu avoseinu, that we start with the genus of our history, which means to say that we our ancestors that we came from were oiv de avodes are until Avram Avinu separated from them and realized to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until then, we came from oiv de avodes are. Shmuel Omar Avodah Mayinu. Shmuel says the Gnus is not the Gnus of our ancestry where we came from, but rather the Gnus of how lowly we were, how bad the Shibud was, and the contrast from where we came from the beginning of the Shibud to how we were redeemed, and therefore we start with Avodah Mayinu to say that we were slaves and how bitter it was and Hashem took us out of all of that. Omer Reb Nachman Ledoru Avdei. Reb Nachman asks,
isn't it just part of the Gadol Pincha start out with Imayinu? Why?
Minikoy Dishmuel.
Gnus seems to be something. There's a separate reason why we need to start earlier. And Avadim Imayinu doesn't seem to really to meet that.
Yeah, so it could be according to this pshat, because we're really going to explain the Shibud later on when we darshan the Psukim of Arami Ayvedovi. Right, so why do we have to mention separately Avodah Mayinu L'Parabim Mitzrayim?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that in the question.
So it seems like there's an... I don't know what more we're stressing over there, but it seems like there's a separate Indian of stressing the Gnus before we actually get to the Iker Sipur. We first, like, set the tone, so to say, that how all of this is being done because how lowly we were and how much and how high we were taken from there, and then we get into the specifics to the real seeper of stuff based on the psukim that we said before around the Avodah, which goes to the actual shibud of in detail of each prat of how each and everything affected us. Omar le Reb Nachman le Doru Avdi. Reb Nachman said to his Eved Doru, Avdi the Mapik le Mori Lecheris. Suppose there was an Eved that his master freed him, set him free. The Yov le Kasu Vedave. Not only did he free him, but he gave him silver, he gave him gold. My brother Memele, so such an Eved, what should he tell his master? I mean, how should he show his appreciation? What should he do? So Amale, so the Eved answered back, if there is an Eved that a master did such a thing for that Eved, he must thank his master, he must praise his master. So Amale, if that's the case, so again, like we discussed yesterday, if you learn the words kipshutai, it sounds like he's saying this exempts us from saying the manashtana because this took place of the manashtana. Because you're already bringing out that theme. The manashtana is a question to get to this point, to this answer. So this patted us from saying the manashtana. However, many Rishonim say that it can't be because you didn't ask the questions that need to be asked, but rather this was an introduction. And Patrasa Manashtana means now we can go and say the Manashtana because now we set the right. He was using this muscle to introduce the whole theme of the Seder that we were also Avadim and we went out Lecheirus. And not only did we go out Lecheirus, we went out Lecheirus in a good way. And Hashem gave us so many presents, the Bezus Mitzrayim, the Bezus Hayam, the Torah, and so on. So how much more we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this was not saying that this was in lieu of the Manashtana, but rather this now allows us to begin the Manashtana and be yoytz the Manashtana because we have the right mindset. And then they began with the Agada from Avadim Ayinu. Rav Gamliel used to say, Kol Shaloi Omar Shlesha Devarim Eilu V'Pesach. Whoever doesn't mention and explain these three things on Pesach by the Seder, he doesn't fulfill the chiyuv of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Eloheim, Pesach, Matzah, Umar. He has to discuss and explain Pesach, Matzah, and Mar. Pesach, what's Pesach? Al Shum, Shepasach, Hamakim, Abate, Abesinu Mitzrayim. The current Pesach is called Pesach because Hashem jumped over the houses of our ancestors in Mitzrayim and only killed the Mitzrayim and did not kill any of the Yidden by Makas Bechavis. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Vamartim Zevach Pesach Hul Hashem, you should explain and say over to your children how it's a carbon Pesach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Pasach, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the Yiddish houses when he went to kill the Goyim by Makas Bechavis. Tosis explains that Rav Gamliel's mikar, the source that you have to speak these things out, is because the pasuk says by the Karban Pesach of Amartim Zevach Pesachu. It's not enough to know it; you have to actually say it over. B'shas the Achilas Pesach, or when the Pesach is in front of you, you have to say Pesach Zu Shana Oichlim Al Shum Ma, and explain that the reason why we eat it is Al Shum Shepasach Hakadosh Baruch Abate Avesinu B'Mitzrayim. And since we know Matzah Mar is hookish to the Karban Pesach because it says Amatzah Zemarim Yechlu, so the same way that by the Karban Pesach it has to be explained, Vamartim Zevach Pesachu, that you have to say Pesach Zushan Oichlim, so Hu Adin, when it comes to the Matzah and when it comes to Mar, besides just merely eating the Matzah and the Mar, it has to be that you have to say Matzah Zushan Oichlim Ashuma, and Mar Zushan Oichlim Ashuma. So far that's the Karban Pesach. Matzah, what's Pshat in the Matzah? Why do we eat Matzah? That reminds us of the Geula of Mitzrayim, that we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, "Vayayif was abatzik asher etzium Mitzrayim," that when they baked the dough to go out of Mitzrayim, they baked it so quickly it didn't even have time to become chametz. And Maror, al shum shemaror amitzvim is chay avesenu v'mitzrayim. The Maror is pashut that it reminds us of the bitter time, the bitter life that we had when the Mitzrayim made made us go through the Kodesh Yashivut. Shenem, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayimaru es chayeyim, that they made their lives bitter with the harsh labor, b'chayim u'levengim, like as the Pesukim say. B'chayil dar v'dar, in each generation, chayav odom liris es atzma kilu hu yotzim Mitzrayim. A person, not only is he supposed to say over the story as a piece of history, but he has to envision himself as if he himself was redeemed from its time, as if it was personal, it happened to him, not something that happened many years ago. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'igadata levincha b'yoyim ahu leimar, a person should say to his child on that day, saying, Bavurzeh, because of this, Asa Hashem li, Hashem did to me personally. But say, see, when I went out, Mimitzrayim. It's not like this is my great, 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 whatever grandfather went out of Mitzrayim. I personally went out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem did it personally for me. Lefikach, and therefore, Anachu Chayam Lahidois. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehalel and say halel for him, l'shabeach, l'far, l'raymim, l'hadu, l'varich, l'halel, l'kaz. You can take out a thesaurus and find all the different ways you could say praise. So over here, according to our gear, so we mentioned nine l'shaynis of praise. Halel, shabeach, l'far, l'raymim, l'hadu, l'varich, l'halel, l'kaz. There is a gear, so some Rishonim bring that you should say Dafka 7 connected to Shiva Rakim. So it's not clear which two that they took out. They say that you should say 7 the Shinus.
I counted 8. What did I miss?
I counted twice yesterday 9. It could be I was tired. One second. Halo Lishabeach Lefire, Roimin Lahader, Levarech Laale Ulakalis. Okay, you're right. 7. 8, I mean. I thought I counted 9, but okay. Either way, it's not 7. But it's not clear. So they say that the Girsha should only be 7, but it's not clear which one they take out. They didn't say which one to take out, but if I'm not mistaken, I didn't look it up. But the Nusach that we have in Nagala, we say all of them. We don't say Dafka 7.
Maybe you said it from Lahodos.
Oh, I didn't count Lahidus, right? Right. Yeah, it is 9, right. Right, Lahidus is the first one, right? Lahidus Lahalo, Shabbat Lafar, Rem Lahadir, Lavor Lahalo, because it is 9. So again, according to that, in our Akkadis, we all say 9. So I'm not sure, according to those who said, you're supposed to say 7, which 2 to take out. So anyway, we're mechuyev to praise in all these different manifestations of praise. The Misha also, Lanu, La Vesenu V'Lanu, is called Anisim Elu, to the one, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who did for our forefathers and for us all these miracles. Hatzionam Abdus Lechemes, he took us out from slavery to freedom, Miyag and the Simcha, from worrying and to Simcha, to being happy, and from mourning, from all the tsar and from all the losses that they had, liyam tov, and from darkness, lara gadol, umeshivud, and from shiva the gula to being redeemed, v'noyma lefanav haleluka, and therefore we have to say haleluka to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that leads us into the halal, that's where they start. The first capital of Halukah Halu Avdei Hashem. At Heichanu Oimer, how much of the Halal is said then, right after the Agada? Because we know we split the Halal into two parts. Part of the Halal is said right then, right after the Agada, and the rest of the Halal is left for afterwards, at the end of the Seder. So At Heichanu Oimer, how much of the Halal does he say then, during the Agada? So B'shamei Emim, Ad Ema Bonim Smecha. He says only the first capital of Hal till Ema Bottom Smecha Haluka, and that's it. Vesel Emer Mar Chalamish Lemayne Mayim. Vesel says, which is our minig, you say the first two capital of Hal, so you say Halu Avdei Hashem, and then you say B'tzeis Yisrael, which ends off Chalamish Lemayne Mayim. V'chaisem V'ku'ula, and then after you say the Halu, whether it's the first one like Vesham or the first two prakim like Vesel, so then you say the bracha of, you finish off the Agada by saying the bracha of Geula. Now, what is this bracha of Geula? Reb Tarfon Omer, Reb Tarfon says, Asher Ga'alonu V'Golas HaVisenu Mitzrayim V'lo Yechosim. Reb Tarfon says, the bracha of Geula is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Ga'alonu, Hashem redeemed us, V'Golas HaVisenu, and He redeemed our fathers as well, Mitzrayim, and that's it. It's a bracha k'tzara. Just like we learned before, any bracha that's a straight haidah, one topic, and it doesn't add anything else in there, so it's a bracha k'tzara. It only requires a bracha in the beginning and not a chasima. So that's all you said, Asher Ga'alonu V'Golas HaVisenu Mitzrayim V'lo Yechosim, and it didn't require a chasima. Now it's a little confusing. The chasima over here, as we shouldn't point out, is a little bit different than the chasima that we just said a line ago, because the chasima that he said a line ago, V'Chosim B'Geula, means that you end the Agada with the bracha of Geula. This chasima over here means that the chasima of the bracha itself, means the bracha doesn't, it starts with the baruch but doesn't end with the baruch, baruch atah Hashem goel Yisrael, and the reason is, like we just explained, because it's the baruch ksara. Rabbi Kiva says no, you add more into the bracha. Kain Hashem alakeinu, meaning you don't only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the past, but you also ask for the future. And you say, Kain, so too, Hashem alakeinu v'lekei avasenu yagiyenu l'mayadim u'rugolim achayim, should let us reach other mayadim, other rugolim, habayim l'kristinu v'shalim, that are coming to greet us, l'shalim, that it should be in, for peace. Smeichim v'vinyin y'recha, we should be happy with the building of your city, Yerushalayim, b'sasim b'amesecha, and rejoicing in your avayda v'neichol sham, and we should be able to eat there. The Kirtus should be most Rishayim say min ha-zvachim u min ha-psachim, because we know that Pesach is eaten al seva, so first you eat the other karbanos, which is the Chagigas Yedalet, and only afterwards you eat the Karban Pesach. So the Kirtus should be min ha-zvachim u min ha-psachim, the Chulu, and the rest of that Nusach over there, Ad Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, and since it's a Bracha Arucha, you say other things there. You don't only say a Haidah in the past, but you also have a Bakasha and add more things into the bracha, so now it becomes a bracha arucha. So therefore, the bracha has to end off like all other brachas do, with a chasim as well, and you end off Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. Omar Rava said, Rava Tzarich Sheyemar Vaisanu Haitzi Misham. It's because of this chiyuv of Chayiv Adam Lirus Atzmai, so you have to say this pasuk. Of Vaisanu Haitzi Misham, the pasuk that actually speaks that out, that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. It says Vaisanu, us. Amar Rava, Matzah Tzarech Lakbiya, when you, that which you explain, Pesach Matzah Umar, so when you explain the Matzah, at that point in time, Tzarech Lakbiya, you should actually pick up the Matzah and say, Matzah Zu, this Matzah that we eat, and you should actually show the people by the Seder the Matzah. The same thing, Mar Tzarech Lakbiya. When you show the Mar as well, you have to lift it up and say Marazu. Whereas the Basar in Tzarech Lakbiya, the Basar, you don't have to pick it up because you're not saying Pesach Zeh anyway. That which you have Basar on the table is only a Zeicher for the Karban Pesach. It's not the Karban Pesach itself. So you don't have to pick it up and say Pesach Zeh Shana Eichel Nashuma because it's not a Karban Pesach. It's just a Zeicher to the Karban Pesach. So number one, there's no point in picking it up. And not only is there no point in picking it up, but even furthermore, you should not pick it up, because if you did pick it up and say Pesach Zeshon Nirech L'mama, it looks like you were makishim for Karban Pesach. And if that's the case, when you can eventually eat it, it looks like you were makishim and you're eating kachim b'chutz, which is aser. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Suma, someone who's Rachman Slam blind, Potter Milay Ma'agada doesn't have to say the Agada. Why? Because it says by the Agada Bavur Zeh, because of this. Uksiv Hasam, it says in the Parsha Ben Sayer Meira Benenu Zeh, this child of ours is Sayer Meira. So Ma'alalam Prat Lassuma, the same way over there we darshan Benenu Zeh means that they have to be able to point to him and say this child, and they have to be able to see him, otherwise they can't identify him like that. So Avkan Prat Lassumin, so too, we learn Zeh, so the Bavur Zeh, it says over here, is they have to be able to see, and Asuma is part of from saying Agoda. Eini, is that so? V'amar Maremar, didn't Maremar say, Shaltinu L'Rabbanu D'Beir of Yosef? We asked the Talmidim that used to go to Rabbi Yosef, Man D'Amar Agada D'Beir Rabbi Yosef, who was the one who led the Agoda by the house of Rabbi Yosef? Omer, and they answered Rabbi Yosef. Now we know Rabbi Yosef was blind. Similarly, they asked the Rabbanim, the Talmidim, and Rabbi Sheshes, Man, the Omer Agadah, who's the one who said over the Agadah, who led the Agadah by Rabbi Sheshes, Omer, and they answered Rabbi Sheshes, that it was Rabbi Sheshes who led the Agadah there, and Rabbi Sheshes as well, we know from Kittin and from other places, was blind. So we see that both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes were the ones who led the Agadah, and there were mighty others in the Chiyuv. A blind person is potter. And for the Gemara, Kasavi Rabbonon, Matzah Bizman HaZeh D'Rabbonon. The Rabbonon held that Bizman HaZeh, that you don't have the Karban Pesach, the whole thing is only D'Rabbonon, even Matzah is D'Rabbonon. And therefore, Bizman HaZeh, there's no difference between a blind person and a sighted person, they're all the same. But Enechanami Bisman Shabesa Mikdash Yekayim, where the Chiv was the Raisa, and there's a Miut in the Chiv from a blind person, so a blind person can't do it for is potter on the deraisa level from doing it. So therefore, they're worse off than everybody else because they're only chayim midrabanan and everybody else is chayim midraisa. Says the Gemara Michal, that implies Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who says that a blind person cannot say sover matzav is banas deraisa, must hold that it's deraisa, and that's for why he says that that they're potter. In fact, Gemara, how could that be? Well, Acha bar Yaakov, who the Amar Matzah Bizman Hazeh Derabanan. When we get to that, Machlekes later on towards the end of our parak, if Matzah Bizman Hazeh is the Raisa or Derabanan, Rav Acha bar Yaakov was one of those who held that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is Derabanan. So how could he say that a blind person can't do it? So Teretz is, Kasavar called the Takon Rabbanan, can't the Raisa Takon. He held, yes, that it's Derabanan, but nonetheless, we have a concept in Derabanans all the time that called it the Takon Rabbanan, Kein Deraisa Takon. So the same with Mi Deraisa assume as Potter. So even when we're misaking the Chiyuv of saying that God and eating Matzah Mi Derabanan Bizman Hazeh, they were only misaking on the people who would have been Chayim Mi Deraisa Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So just like then a blind person was Potter, so too nowadays a blind person is Potter Mi Derabanan. So Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, so according to Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, who they held that Bizman Hazeh, since it's the Rabbanan, we're just as equally mechuyev as everybody else, and therefore we could say that God and be mighty other people. L'cher, what happened to this? Nami Havada, he called the Takon Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Takon. What happened to this concept of called the Takon Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Takon? Why did they hold that they're equal to everybody else now, Bizman Hazeh? So the Gemara says, "Haki Ashto." There's no comparison. Bishlama Hasam. Over there, Mida Havale the Michta Benenu Hu. Over there, by Ben Sarimayr, it could have just said Benenu Hu. Uksiv Benenu Zen. Instead, the pasuk deviated and wrote Benenu Zen. So it's extra to tell us a drasha. Shema Mina Prat Lasumin must be. It's coming to say that they have to be able to point to him and see him. Lafuke, if they're blind, that they can't be make him into a Ben Sarimar. Shema Mina Prat Lasumin Undasa. Avol Hakam Ashayinkin over here. Ilaba Vurze. My Lichlev, had the Torah not written those words Bavurze, then it couldn't have written any other way. Because we're explaining over here why you eat the matzah mara, and we're saying it's because of this. Because of the Yitzias Mitzrayim that we're eating all of this, so it has to say Bavar Zeh. It's not extra. Meaning to say, the Rashbam explains they didn't hold of the Gzeir Shava and Elamai out the pasuk shot of the pasuk that Zeh means that you have to be able to point to it. They don't hold of that because they hold that there was no other way for the Torah to write it over here, and therefore not like we thought before that the reason why they were able to mitzi is because it's only the Rabbanan. No, even if it's the Raisa, on a Raisa level they held of Sheshes and Rabbeis that Suma was never excluded. Ella, rather, Bavur Matzah Umar, who to us, Bavur Zem means to say that the reason why we're doing all of this is because of the Matzah Umar, everything is because of the Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim, because of the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim. Okay.